You're listening to the Fedora Chronicles radio show number 36, and I'm Eric Render King Fisk. This time I present an interview with the ladies of Paul's Hat Works. We talk about the history of the shop, their reblocking service, making new fedoras, and their favorite movie hats. You can find Paul's Hat Works by going to their store at 6128 Gary Boulevard in San Francisco, California. You can give them a call at 415-221-5332 or by email howdy@hatworksbypaul.com. They also have two web pages, hatworksbypaul.com and their blog, hatworksbypaul.wordpress.com. Once again, here I am with the ladies from Paul's Hat Works. Right off the bat here, I would just like to welcome the ladies from Paul's Hat Works. And if you guys could just go around and introduce yourselves, we'd really appreciate that.
Okay, my name's Olivia Griffin. I'm one of the owners. I'm in charge of the marketing outreach department, but I also make hats like all of us do.
My name is Wendy Hawkins, and I am the bookkeeper and head of human resources and also a hat maker.
My name is Abby Dwelly. I am the Department of Organization and Maintenance, and also a hat maker.
My name's Kirsten Hove, and my department is Production and Design. I make hats, and I'm also an owner.
That is terrific. And all four of you are owners, I guess. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Let's start here with Olivia. What got you into hat making?
I went to school for costume design and fashion design, so it's not too far off from the world that I was working with already, but finding the shop was really a coincidence, and it was just an opportunity that presented itself, and it was buying the shop that allowed us to learn to make hats in the first place.
Okay. Wendy, how about you? How did you get involved in making hats?
Well, mostly through these three girls here that you're also talking to and learning from Michael Harris, our predecessor. I was not a craftsperson before the hat shop, so I learned all of my skills in the last 16 months of how to work with my hands to create hats.
How about you, Abby? How did you start down the road of making hats?
I made my first ladies' hat for my prom in high school, and then I think I made women's hats for a whole wedding for one of my friends growing up. And then once meeting these ladies, we would make ladies' hats going to go out or for special events.
Okay.
And I also have a school history in fashion and textiles.
Okay. And finally, Kirsten. How did you get into making hats? So now, who could tell me the history of Paul's Hat Works before the four of you arrived?
Well, we know very little about the history, but what we do know is pretty interesting. It started in 1918 on this exact same block, not in this exact same location, but on this block. It was opened by a Peruvian whose name was Napoleon Marquez. He actually went by Paul. Can't really go by Napoleon. my guess is that he grew up around Panama hat making in South America. I don't know that for a fact, but that's my guess, and that he came up here to open a store in San Francisco and made Panama hats. And then he passed the shop on to his godson, Kelly Bowling. And our understanding, though it's not completely, we don't know how true this is, but I think they only did renovations and cleanings for the most part. They didn't really make hats the second generation, so it was Kelly Bowling and his wife. And then Kelly had several apprentices, and as is common, chose the worthiest one to take over the shop, or that's what Michael Harris told us, and he's the apprentice that was chosen. And Michael Harris did Panama hats, also did some cleanings and renovations for a while, and also started making felt hats, 100% beaver felt fedoras. So when we bought the shop from him, we turned around and did everything Michael did, and now we're doing much, much more.
What kind of hats are you ladies making now? Is it just strictly fedoras, or do you make modern hats?
We make every single kind of men's style of hats that's not a cap. We don't do any cap, any billed hats, any berets. All men's classic dress hats and straw hats, top hats, bowlers, pork pies, various straw shapes that don't have very common names, lots of fedoras.
Is there a special kind that you make that is just unique to your a signature product that you guys make?
I don't think we have a specific style that we're the only ones that make it. But the thing that we do specialize in is custom making a hat. So we have a machine called a conformature that we use to size people's heads. And we really specialize in working one-on-one with customers and getting the fit and the look and the match of person to hat perfect.
Okay, so it's like if I had a picture of somebody who wore a fedora in a movie, and it's like I'm like really into that specific style, I would just like get the conformer and send you the pictures, and you could probably make the replica of the hat quite accurate then, I guess.
Yep, we've done that several times.
Okay, for folks who don't know, what is a conformer?
Well, it's a conformature.
Okay.
And it's a device that was invented in the late 1800s, so 1840s. We have one that's from the 1920s. And it's basically a device that you put on your head, and it takes a snapshot of the perimeter of your head.
Is this something that you would just mail to customers who live in different parts of the country, or would we actually have to show up? You folks would actually have to take the measurements.
We would need to see you in the shop to do it. It's a machine, like a tool that goes over your head. So we need to see your head in the shop to do it.
You can mail us your head, though.
Trust me, I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who would wish I would do that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God the town square does not have any guillotines or anything like that, or I'd be in a lot of trouble. Could you tell me about the material that you folks used? I heard somebody mention something about a pure beaver.
Yes. Almost all of our felt hats we make here at the shop are 100% beaver, which, as you may or may not know, is kind of the top quality, top tier of felt. We make top hats out of rabbit felt. Just recently, on October 1st, we premiered a line of hats that we made out of old hats that people donated to us or that we found at Goodwill, and we've completely rejuvenated them, and some of those are made out of wool or rabbit beaver. But mostly we do the 100% beaver fedoras.
So if I sent you an old fedora that I'm very attached to, but I've worn it way past its prime, and now it's like it's just this floppy piece of material that my kids like to fight over every once in a while, could I just like put it in a box and send it to you folks?
To have it fixed or to purchase a green line?
Well, let's just say that it's like I wanted you guys to refurbish it. What would you do to it? What's the refurbishing process? And obviously don't give away any special trade secrets.
The refurbishment process, the whole process, starts with us taking apart the hat completely. We wash it, reblock it. Often we will end up replacing the leather and the lining. We take a lot of pictures and talk to the customer about their hat before disassembling the hat to make sure it's restored to its once brand newness.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people want to keep the worn in style. Sometimes people want it to look brand new. There's often things we can't do, like a hole out of straw, but we can repair it from getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And we can hide it. So.
Okay. So it's like if I wanted you to take a 10-year-old fedora and it's like I wanted you to make the brim narrower and the crown taller, you could obviously do that. And you have, I assume that's like you have your own hat blocks there in shop?
Yeah, we have only about 300 of them.
Oh, only 300, okay.
Small selection.
Yeah. We essentially can take almost anything and give it a new life.
Out of all the hats that you are asked to reproduce, which one's most frequent request?
No, Buster Keaton. We get a lot of people coming in wanting hats like Buster Keaton.
And Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah.
And that picture.
Oh, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
It's like some advertisement for, it's not even about the hat, but it was in a lot of magazines in the last
Vanity
year.
Vanity Fair.
Yeah, he's wearing a Panama hat.
And Sean everybody Connery. Wants that hat, and we're like, we can make you a hat, and then when you wear it for 20 years, it will look just like this, yeah. But we can't make you a 20-year-old hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny.
It's a very, yeah, everyone has seen that advertisement.
Okay, is it the picture of Sean Connery sitting at the end of a dock?
Yeah, that's
the one.
Yeah. People love that hat.
They love it.
I want to look like him.
Do you have any idea what it is about that particular hat that people like so much, or is it just Sean Connery?
It's Sean Connery.
I think it's Sean Connery.
It's hatitude. He has hatitude.
Now, what exactly do you mean by hatitude? I can only guess, but I'd like to hear it from you folks.
Okay, so hatitude is the way you wear your hat. And it takes a lot of people time to get comfortable wearing a hat if they never have before. And this is something that I look at when I see any movie with anybody wearing a hat. You can tell if they're comfortable, if they have hatitude, or if they just put the hat on that day for that scene. I mean, it's very obvious to us. So when we put a hat on a person, we're looking for that connection for them to have that hatitude.
Okay, so my next question would be, if we could just go around the table again, what are your favorite movie hats?
Can I say my favorite? Well, it's not really my favorite movie hats, but all of Michael Jackson's hats,
yeah.
I love, and I love the way Michael Jackson wears a hat and uses a hat. And he kind of has been in movies. Some of his music videos are so long, I consider them films.
Yeah. Okay, 1973, The Sting. Every hat in that movie is gorgeous. Every man wearing a hat in that movie does it with style and grace.
Okay. The Sting is actually the first motion picture that I saw in the movie theater. I think I was about 4 or 5 years old.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I think that explains a lot. A lot. Okay, so who's next?
Abby.
Abby? What's your favorite movie hat, Abby?
I'm going to have to say overall Gangs of New York just because there are so many hats in the same place at the same time all the time.
This is Kirsten. I'm going to go a little different route. I really like women's hats, so I'm going to say a lot of the hats in Hello, Dolly, in My Fair Lady, very wide-brimmed hats, beautifully accessorized.
Have you folks had the opportunity to make any hats for any movies? I would think that since you're so close to Los Angeles and Hollywood, you must have had an opportunity to do so.
Michael, our predecessor, did make some hats for movies every once in a while. The Color Purple, I think, was one of them. But since we bought the shop about a year ago, we haven't yet. There are some possibilities in the future. It's something we'd love to do because we love the historical aspects of hats. And, you know, a lot of us have studied costume design. So it's something that we're definitely pursuing for the future, but haven't gotten anything in the last year.
Okay.
We've done a lot of theater, actually. We've made a lot of hats for theater in San Francisco.
Oh, really? That's great. Which shows have you done hats for?
We rented and custom-made hats for Berkeley Repertory Theaters concerning Strange Devices from the Distant West. And this was, what, March or something?
Yeah, it was in March.
It was in March. And then recently I just did costume design for the Boxcar Theater, and they did 3 Tennessee Williams shows, which were set in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. So I made about 7 or 8 hats, felt fedoras and straw hats for that.
Okay, hey, but that's great. Just to wrap things up here, what's in the future for Paul's Hat Works?
What's not in the future for Paul's Hat Works? We're renting hats now. We do this green line where people can donate hats to us, and we remake them into wearable hats. We hope to wholesale in the future. Many, many years down the line, we hope to do women's hats, as we are for women, but we really are digging on menswear and men's accessories and the classic style that men have. So we're open to suggestions. We constantly have friends and family and neighbors and customers giving us ideas of how we can expand and do better. So many possibilities.
If somebody like myself wanted to donate a hat or send a hat to you to be reblocked, how would we go about that?
You could call us and tell us that you're going to do it, and we would talk about what you wanted done to the hat, and then you could mail it to us, and we would ship it back to you, and we would pay for the shipping back to you.
What's your address, and how can we find you in San Francisco?
Okay, we are located at 6128 Geary Boulevard between 25th and 26th Avenue in the Richmond District, San Francisco, California, 94121.
And if somebody wanted to give you a call, how could they reach you?
They'd call us at 415-221-5332.
I'd like to thank all four of you. You did a terrific job, and I cannot wait to hear from you folks in the future, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you, Knight. Thanks again. Once again, if you want to get in touch with Paul's Hat Works, be sure to visit them in their brick-and-mortar store, 6128 Geary Boulevard, San Francisco, California. Or you can give them a call, 415-221-5332, or by email, howdy@hatworksbypaul.com. They also have two web pages, hatworksbypaul.com and their blog, hatworksbypaul.wordpress.com. This week's bumper music was from the soundtrack from the movie The Sting, from RCA Records that was released in 1974. The name of the track is Easy Winners. You can find a link to this album on our podcast page, thefedorachronicles.com/radio. If you're a fan of the Fedora Chronicles radio show, you can send us a few dollars via PayPal. Our account is the same as our contact, info@thefedorachronicles.com. Send us a buck or two and your comments via that address. That's also a great way to let us know if you have any ideas for a future radio show or clue us in on something that you yourself want to share. That address again is info@thefedorachronicles.com. Finally, if you're a fan of Paul's Hat Works or any other hatter, be sure to say so on our forum, electricspeakeasy.com or thefedorachronicles.com/forum. Two addresses, same great place. A forum is only as good as the people on it, so be sure to join up and participate often. Until we hear from you or our next podcast radio show, this is Eric Render King Fisk reminding you to keep your chins up and your fedoras on. Thanks for listening.